Hey everybody, welcome to TikTok, the podcast in which we rate and review smut recommended by TikTok. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And I'm Emily.
And this week we read The Fine Print, the first book of the Dreamland Billionaires series by Lauren Asher.
Are you a Disney adult or a Hallmark Christmas movie adult? Why choose when you could read The Fine Print by Lauren Asher? Rowan's grandfather wills him and his three brothers ownership of not Disney, but a theme park company that also does streaming, but only if they can each complete some sort of task. Otherwise, the ownership of the company is going to go to their father, who they all hate. Rowan's task is to fix the theme park, which he doesn't see anything wrong with at all. They're raking in record profits. He starts attending meetings to try to figure out what he can do, and he meets Zahara. Wacky, kooky, completely disorganized.
Clumsy.
Fucking wreck of a woman, Zahara. Don't worry, she's also gorgeous. Zahara serves as his manic pixie dream girl as she opens up his eyes to a multitude of issues at the park, like shitty healthcare, low pay, bad treatment of employees, no unions,
no disability access.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. All of which Rowan voted for.
Yeah. Maybe personally enacted. It's really hard to say. Slowly, Rowan comes to realize that he's falling for Zahara, and Zahara comes to realize that maybe she could date the second guy she's dated since high school. Find out what happens in The Fine Print. Hottest scene. I said the car scene in which he was like, this isn't safe, and so she puts on his seatbelt. She's strangling him.
I know. I do love a good limo fucking scene.
Yep.
Apparently, I have highlighted, he kisses me like he wants to brand me with his tongue, and I just said, stop.
In a good way? Or a bad way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I struggled to find any, like, this book just didn't do it for me. I think I was so mad at the main character the whole time.
Zahara or Rowan?
Rowan.
It does this have anything to do with the name of your son?
It's, I got over it, but it was definitely a struggle being like, wow.
Did you? You sound like you did.
Reading, you sound like. No, I I got over the name being that of my son. I didn't get over not liking the character.
Yeah, that's fair. He's a shit.
Yep. But there was one kind of foreplay line that I did like. Zahara pouts. You don't want me to help you with that problem? Take a man out to dinner first. Does my pussy count?
Fuck. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, girl.
I guess at one point they fuck in the kitchen or near the kitchen because I have highlighted he undoes the button and zipper partially as he walks towards the kitchen. Drawers bang open and shut before he returns and drops a few condoms on the rug. And I was like, you keep condoms in the kitchen?
He keeps them everywhere. He's not going to let a surprise pregnancy get him.
You never know. Spoiler alert. He does.
He does. Oh, yeah. Of course, it's a happily ever after with a, right. Oh, we're pregnant. But he was the last one to know. That's a sign of a healthy relationship right there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So before we get any further with the spoilers, if this book sounds like something you want to read and haven't yet, be forewarned that our podcast is full of spoilers. If you've read the book, we would love to hear from you. Email us at dicktalkthepodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram or TikTok at dicktalkpod, DIKTOKPOD.
Whatever, they've read it. Everybody's fucking read this trilogy right now. Like, it's all over.
There you go.
Okay, can we start with their meet cute? Because this bitch rolls in like 15 minutes late to a meeting holding her Starbucks cup,
mm-hmm.
And stumbles in and is like, and he's like, she's so wild. And I'm like, yeah. No, she's just a mess, bro. And then like the guy in front of her is like, can you like not be a huge interruption? And she's like, can I bring you some bread later? And he's like, is she seriously trying to bribe him with bread? I was like,
and the guy is like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Like, have you met a woman before? Like, Rowan.
Yeah, she drops her loud jangling backpack on the floor, causing yet another distraction. Metal rattles and pings as she bends over and unzips the bag. And I was like, girl, be quiet. Like, this is a meeting.
What's a penny board?
A what? When was that?
Right then, her penny board slides off her lap and smashes into my $2,000 shoes. The reason those things were banned from the park decades ago.
Penny board.
Oh. Let's find out.
I know, what can Google tell us?
Like a lap desk, maybe?
But why would they be banned from the park?
Oh, it's a skateboard. Right. She skateboards to the meeting.
Oh, right, of course. Of course she does.
Right. It's like a longboard. Part of her description is that she loves vintage and plays ukulele. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, how bizarre.
You okay,
how
Killian?
How kooky. Yeah, I'm a little attacked.
I realize that.
He sees her semicolon pin. He's like, oh, she's got such depths that I can't even fathom.
I'm ain't like, no goddamn way he knows what that means.
Yeah, no.
No way. This man hasn't had an emotion in, like, 15 years. Page 2, he's talking about his grandpa dying, and he says, I've had time to prepare while he was in a coma, yet the strange sensation above my ribcage returns with a vengeance whenever I think of him. I think that is called sadness.
It is okay to experience it.
Yeah.
Poor dummy. I want to talk about her reaction to finding out that it was him who was, what? Who is he pretending to be?
Scott.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. So yep. She is terrible at drawing, but every week they have to give a presentation of an idea, and it has to have a visual component, and she fucking sucks at drawing. So he, like, knows someone, quote unquote, yeah, who can really draw.
It's him.
But he doesn't do it anymore because his dad said that's gay or whatever. So he uses a different phone number and they're texting and like, oh, cute. They are getting to know each other and surprise it's him and yikes.
She freaks out about it.
Mm-hmm. Because she's been cheated on and lied to.
Yeah.
Which I'm a you've got mail kind of girl.
Mm.
I've even watched the original that movie was based on.
Mm.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I think she just didn't know she's in a romance novel.
Okay, fair. But also, like, it just didn't seem like that big of a deal.
No.
And maybe it's because I've seen it over and over, like, not be that big of a deal to, like, Meg Ryan or whatever. But is this a me thing because I'm into the trope? Or am I wrong? Should she have been that upset?
It seemed like a little bit of a contrived conflict.
Yeah, I was into it. Although my boss's name is Scott and I hate him, so like I kind of hated that, like how you hate that his name is Rowan.
She's striking out on names.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, should I scream your name or Scott's when you fuck me?
That was funny.
Damn. See, that's what I would do. Instead of cutting him out of my life, I would just like mock him relentlessly for literal years. But nobody who knows me is surprised that would be my reaction.
When she was trying to figure out his middle name, because all she knew was that it started with G, and she was like, name in normal ones, and he's like, you're never gonna get it. And then tells a story about how his mom loved King Arthur, and I was like, is it Galahad?
Yeah.
And then the next page it was revealed, and I was like, ah!
See, I thought Gawain first.
Right. Is it Guinevere? Yeah. There's a lot of options here, actually.
And then I thought Galadriel, and I thought, nope, that's a different intellectual property.
Close enough.
Why didn't we get to see the ice skating scene? Why did we skip the ice skating
Why
scene?
Why did we skip
yes,
it?
I know. They went to the ice skating, and I was like, yes, there's going to be an ice skating scene. And then it was like an hour later.
An hour later, when we were taking off our ice skates. Boy, that was fun.
Yeah.
I guess I'll never have an experience like that for the rest of my life. Sorry, readers.
And neither will we.
There's one last thing I want to do. Zara clutches onto my hand. Snowflakes fall all around us, covering our coats and hats. Ice skating wasn't enough for you?
Shit.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Yeah, let's go back. Let's see. Doodly-doo. Her eyes light up like a damn Christmas tree as she turns and checks out the ice skating rink behind us. So how hard would it be to convince you to go ice skating right now? I can't ice skate to save my life. Where Declan and Cal, his brothers, crushed it on their minor league hockey teams, I preferred some more creative pastimes.
Figure skating is creative.
He's not an athlete, okay, Killian?
Yeah. I have a higher chance of chipping a tooth tonight than getting laid, yet I don't care. Give me your terms. She rolls her eyes. Everything's a deal for you. I tap her red nose. You're a fast learner. Her smile rivals the star at the top of the tree. Yup, I'm royally screwed.
And then they're done ice skating.
Yeah, and then the part that you just read.
Yeah, it's just mm-hmm. like division and blah, blah, blah. Ice skating wasn't enough for you. Like, boy, give me the ice skating
Let's
scene.
See them toddling around the ice rink.
Them holding hands because he has no sense of balance.
Yeah.
Them falling on top of each other.
And the
laughing.
Professional figure skater who's doing loops around them, who just happens to be there.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe Tara Lipinski is there. Christy Yamaguchi at her side.
Mm-hmm. What a fabulous duet that would be.
For real. That's the romance novel I want.
I have to ask you guys about this book.
Go on.
Did you notice how much Zara loves veins?
Like arm veins?
And penis veins.
But
also arm veins.
She probably thinks this song is about her. Hot take, but I kind of liked his arc. Like, I liked him as a character. Maybe it's just in comparison with the other billionaire romances that we've read.
There was like, a surprising little rape. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, this guy was an asshole, but, like, he wasn't a rapist.
What a low bar.
I know! And yet, we are still tripping over it. But yeah, I thought he had a good arc, even though it wasn't linear, as arcs, I guess, aren't really.
But yeah, this boy was more of a yo-yo than the, like, Olympic yo-yos.
He just Olympic yo-yos?
If it's not an Olympic sport, it should be.
It was for a minute, I thought.
Word?
Fuck yeah.
Counterpoint. Last chapter. I don't plan on letting anyone in your vicinity who isn't family or female.
Yeah.
We thought he progressed.
Yeah,
he does sound new and different toxicities.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, I view Rowan as a walking red flag. Every fucking thing he says and does, I'm like...
All of it.
It's a good thing she only had one boyfriend before this and he sounds like a fucking tool.
Yeah, her bar is even lower than our expectations.
Although, when they're on their date and they run into her ex, whatever the fuck his name is, Logan.
Lance.
Such a shit guy name. I don't know. It just sounds like an asshole name. Lance. So they run into him at this schmancy restaurant, and he had stolen her idea that she was going to submit for Nebula Land. So that's also part of the reason that she hates him. And I just love that Rowan was like, you work in Shanghai now. You're promoted. Congratulations. Leave.
Which is also a red flag.
Yeah. That's
he doesn't even know this man.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I loved it.
Like, maybe see how your date feels about that before just taking some wild action.
Well, she fucking hates him. It's fine.
And I mean, she did like that, so I guess it worked.
Yeah. Fire him. He stole.
Yeah, but also, like, what happens when he gets mad at you, girl?
Mm-hmm. He won't.
You'll be in Shanghai, too.
It's fine.
You'll be dumped while you are dying of pneumonia. That's what will happen.
Dude, okay, that part, that was
bad.
I fucking hated
it. I'd rather
about
get
him.
Moved to Shanghai.
Yeah.
It seems like she never knew anyone who'd had pneumonia.
You don't get pneumonia in Florida.
We live in Georgia, and I've known a ton of people who've had pneumonia.
Florida is a very different place.
Yeah, we're north of them.
Pneumonia? Shit. No, that sounds scary. The only person I know who got pneumonia was one of my parents' friends, and he didn't make it. What?
It is 2023. Like, how old is this man? Like, my grandma died from pneumonia, but she was, like, 98. So, I don't know.
My next-door neighbor growing up got pneumonia, like, every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a thing. I've known people who've had walking pneumonia and didn't know it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That he was like, this wasn't supposed to be serious.
It wasn't
while
supposed
she's
to
in
love
the
you.
Fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Which she can't afford.
I did really hate that for him. But I chalked it up to that becoming a better person is not always a linear process. It's a character arc, not a character line.
It's a big character squiggle.
Did he become a better person?
He got more in line with socio-political things we think are good, but kind of for selfish reasons.
Yeah, it was a net good.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people's lives were made better by his character growth, but mm-hmm. What did he become a better person?
I would say it was a net good, not a net great.
The man needs therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. All these men do.
Yeah.
But if they got it, we wouldn't have any of these books.
These are imaginary men. They can be...
I know. They could be great.
They could be Ken from the Barbie movie.
They could be.
We could have had Ken.
Pre-patriarchy discovering.
or post-patriarchy where you just thought it was about horses.
Mm. True, true. A fantasy I could definite key get behind. And that was about him paying for her hospital stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best. Okay. Arranging a book signing for her favorite author was A game, paying for her hospital bill, A plus game.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely. Except he paid for the hospital bill after while he was dumping her.
Yeah.
Dumping
right. Her.
Which.
And.
And still arranging the book signing is not a thing you do with someone you want to keep it casual with.
Oh, yeah. Nothing he did
was casual.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to do casual. She doesn't know how to do casual.
Oh, fuck
so,
no.
Like, all this lip service was utterly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they kept saying, like, this was supposed to be casual. And I was like, was it?
Yeah. In what?
Like, you literally
definition
never established that.
I think they said it.
They said it. They were lying through their teeth, but they said it.
Yeah.
Rowan needed to know himself better and just be more in tune, because I was frustrated like the 17th time that he backed off and became cold because he realized he was in love with her. Like, dude.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Grow up.
That's just romance novel men.
We are inventing these men. We're inventing them. They didn't have to be like
they
this.
Can be,
I know.
If these are the
girl,
fantasies of men we're supposed to be having, I don't want this.
Mm-mm. And it's funny because it's supposed to be women's fantasies, really.
Yep. Right?
Yep.
It's for us.
For us, by us.
But I guess that just like builds up so that it's even more satisfying when he becomes a good person at the end.
Were you satisfied?
I was not.
I was. Yeah. I kind of hate that this made me sympathize and almost like a billionaire. And again, maybe it is just because he like wasn't a straight up rapist, a full on rapist. Huh. I at least liked how he was written as a character, maybe not as a person. Like, I wouldn't like him as a real person.
You'd never meet him as a real person. Don't worry about it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Unless you just happened to like enchant his grandfather and then
I would
submit a drunken
old people love
proposal.
Me.
I think the true villainy of this book is that she got promoted and only got a $10,000 raise.
Yeah, from being a hairstylist to being on the fucking creative team.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Now, to be fair, she had no experience.
Even so.
She had been personally mentored by the
That's
founder.
True.
So, like, she had some experience.
Did he know that?
No.
At first? Okay.
No. Yeah, I'm not sure he knew that at last, well, if we're being honest.
She said it, and he still didn't know it.
Like, she called his grandfather by his first name, and so he was like, who does that? Oh,
instead of just asking, hey, did you know my grandfather?
Yeah, some communication could have happened.
There were lots of faults in communication.
Yeah, which, again, that's the genre.
Which I found it very interesting. She seemed to fluctuate from being really emotionally intelligent to not...
She
and
did.
Then back.
We can't be playing our A game all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's pretty human.
Fine. That's fine.
I mean, sometimes I'm dumb as fuck.
Yep. Same.
And then sometimes I'm less dumb.
Smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Only for 5 minutes a day, and you don't get to choose, and they're not consecutive.
And I run out of breath.
I rated this always draft in a blank document.
Yeah, no shit. Pull up your Google Docs.
Uh-huh. Plain text file if you must.
I rated this the worst book to read during the SAG after strike.
I rated this, this ain't Disney XXX porn parody.
TikTok stars Karina McGeehan, Killian Ross, and Emily Shirley. It's edited by Karina McGeehan, produced and bartended by Derek Adams, and recorded at Shadow Public Radio.